Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In All Marketers Are Liars, the underground classic that explains how marketing really works and why authenticity is the best marketing of all. Seth Godin challenges conventional marketing wisdom with a provocative title and an arsenal of ideas that have made the book a cornerstone in marketing literature. Godin, an author with a keen eye for the turns and twists of marketplace psychology, suggests that successful marketers are essentially storytellers. They don't sell products or services as much as they sell stories that resonate with consumers. However, the title's provocation is a clever misdirect. Godin doesn't propose that marketers should engage in deceit. Instead, he advocates for authenticity and the crafting of compelling, truthful stories that engage customers at a fundamentally human level. His thesis rests on the understanding that consumers are more savvy, emotional, and discerning than traditional marketing gives them credit for, and that surface-level manipulation doesn't endure in the long run. Godin's engaging prose, full of real-world examples, makes for a thought-provoking read on the power of storytelling in a crowded marketplace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of storytelling in marketing. Seth Godin puts storytelling at the heart of effective marketing. He argues that products or services themselves are not enough to secure the loyalty of customers. Instead, the stories that people tell themselves about these products and services are what truly matter. These narratives help consumers make sense of their choices and justify their purchases, not just on a rational level but on an emotional one. Godin delves into the psychology behind storytelling, illustrating how stories can create trust, build brand loyalty, and foster communities. He emphasizes the need for authenticity in these narratives, warning that customers will turn away from brands that fail to live up to their stories. This concept shifts the focus from the features and benefits of products to the experiences and emotions that they evoke, redefining marketing as a practice that's deeply human and inherently narrative. Secondly, understanding the role of authenticity in debunking the notion that marketers are liars. Seth Godin elevates authenticity as the cornerstone of effective marketing. Authenticity, as Godin describes, is about storytelling that resonates with the truth of the brand and the values of its customers. It's not about factual accuracy in a dry sense, but about emotional honesty. Authenticity in marketing means crafting stories that are congruent with the brand's identity and its audience's expectations, thereby forging deeper connections. Godin explores how authentic storytelling helps in building trust, a critical asset in a skeptical market. He demonstrates through examples how brands that commit to their authentic narrative can navigate crises better, maintain customer loyalty, and differentiate themselves in saturated markets. This section of the book serves as a guide for marketers to introspect on their brand narratives, encouraging them to strip away the hyperbole and focus on what genuinely matters to their audience. Thirdly, the role of perception in consumer decisions. Godin introduces a significant shift in marketing perspective by emphasizing perception over product. He posits that what consumers believe about a product or service is more influential than the product or service itself. This perception is shaped by the stories marketers tell. Through various anecdotes and case studies, Godin illustrates how consumer perceptions can be molded, for better or worse, by a brand's narrative. He stresses the importance of aligning marketing messages with the expectations and desires of the target audience, suggesting that when a product story aligns with people's perceptions and beliefs, it feels more authentic and appealing. Godin's discussion on perception underscores the psychological aspect of marketing, suggesting that understanding the consumer's mindset is as crucial as the product features. It leads to a deeper exploration of how marketers can effectively influence perceptions through storytelling, thus mastering the art of perception management in marketing. Fourthly, the importance of being remarkable. A pivotal chapter in Godin's framework is the concept of the purple cow, which signifies the importance of being remarkable. In a world cluttered with sameness, Godin argues that only those products or services that truly stand out are noticed and talked about. Being remarkable isn't just about being different, but being genuinely noteworthy. Godin challenges marketers to think beyond traditional advertising, to innovate in their offerings, and to create stories that are remarkable in and of themselves. This section of the book is a call to action for businesses to reconsider their approach to product development and marketing. urging them to eschew safety and sameness for boldness and innovation. The discussion extends into how being remarkable can lead to virality, word-of-mouth marketing, and ultimately, a self-sustaining cycle of attention and interest. Lastly, leveraging consumer worldviews, Godin delves deep into the concept of worldviews, the set of beliefs, perceptions, and biases that every consumer brings to the table. He argues that successful marketing doesn't involve changing these inherent worldviews, but rather aligning with them. By understanding and tapping into pre-existing worldviews, marketers can craft stories that resonate on a profound level. This section explores how brands can segment their markets, not just by demographic factors, but by psychographic ones, recognizing the varied worldviews within a target audience. Godin offers strategies for identifying these worldviews and tailoring marketing messages to speak directly to the beliefs and desires that define them. This approach allows for a more nuanced, targeted marketing strategy that respects the complexity of the consumer psyche and fosters a stronger, more meaningful connection between brand and customer. In conclusion, Seth Godin's All Marketers Are Liars is a must-read for anyone involved in the creation, communication, or consumption of marketed narratives. It's particularly valuable for marketers, entrepreneurs, storytellers, and business leaders looking to connect genuinely with their audience. Godin eloquently argues for authenticity, the power of remarkable stories, and the significance of aligning with the consumer's worldview, presenting a paradigm shift in how marketing should be approached. This book benefits readers by providing a deeper understanding of the emotional and psychological components of marketing, beyond the superficial mechanics of ads and campaigns. All Marketers Are Liars is an enlightening read that empowers marketers to craft stories that resonate, inspire, and endure. By embracing Godin's wisdom, readers can embark on a path of more authentic, effective, and meaningful marketing efforts. If you would like to support Seth Godin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.